Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and Shir Shabbat special source from Ramana Rashi Yechiyu. And it's Chus. Hayu Chaber Fega Bas Michal Des Basia. And we nishmas Harav David Yitzchak Ben Akiva Yehuda. And we nishmas Maraz Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. We're continuing our series of Shi'ur Mentores Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Halach B'Tshaber. And this is based on the Pirkei Mavot, the Tzefnas Panecha Torah. A person can only be Memana Shliach if he's the Bailim. If he's not a Bailim, he just has Koyach Pu'ula, he just has the right to act. He cannot be Memane a Shliach. This is illustrated by the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Maseches Kedushin, Naira Ma'u Shetasa Shlich L'Kabal Gita Miad Baila. Can a Naira make a Shliach to be Makabal Get from the hands of her father? So the Gemara says that it's Pashut that that her hand is like her father's hand. And the question is her hand strong enough that she can make a shliach to be makabel her get? And the Gemara says, Ein osa shliach, no. She cannot make a shliach to be makabel a get from the hands of her husband. Only the father can do that. She may not. That is the Bavli, that Ein osa shliach lekabel gita, Miad Baila. In Yerushalmi it says, Taman Taninan, Naara Marasa Vavima Kabanet Gita. That we learn there that in Naara Marasa, she and her father can be Makabal her get. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, no, only the father can be Makabal the get. Rabbi Shlokish says, that just like there's a Machlokas by Gitin, who could be Makabal the get, if it is both she and her father, like the Chachamim, or only her father, like Rabbi Yehuda. So too, again, machlokas by kedushin. So it's machlokas by kedushin, whether it's just whether it's just her father, or both she and her father. Everybody agrees by kedushin that only her father can be mekadesh her. By gittin, it's a machlokas, but by kedushin, it's only her father. And then, skipping a little bit in the Gemara, adaita de Rabbi Yochanan. Ein la das etzel avir ve'ein osa shliach. Since you need the father's das, so she cannot make a shliach. Adai to dereshim ben lakish, yesh la das etzel avir ve'osa shliach. So, vis-a-vis her father, Rabbi Yochanan says she is no das, and therefore she cannot make a shliach. And Rav Shimon Lakish says that yesh la das etzel aviya v'yosa shliach. So here we're talking about kiddushin. Can she make a shliach for kiddushin? And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, she can make a shliach for kiddushin. And Reish Lakish holds that yesh ladasa v'yosa shliach, she can make a shliach for her kiddushin. So explains Moreinu v'Rabbeinu. Since Reish Lakish holds, Dinara yichola lekabel kiddushin mitzad atzmo beloy mitzad aviyo. Yichol leshapir lasis. Shliach gamkein. Shnusvir lei dinairi davar bifnei atzmo rak datar unatno shuslavia gamkein. That a naira can be makabel kiddushin mitzad atzma. She doesn't need her father. So she can also make a shliach. That's Reish Lakish holds, that a naira can make a shliach for kiddushin. Because a naira is a dabra bifnei atzma, she is an independent entity, and the Torah also gives rishos to the father. So Reish Lakish holds that kemachlokas begerish and kemachlokas bekedushin. But by kedushin also, there is a machlokas, and the Chacham Taka hold that a naira, both she and her father can be makabel her kedushin. So not only that, but she can also make a shliach because she's the bailim. And herself, just the father also gave riches to her father. Torah also gave riches to her father, but she's the Bailim, so she can uh, She can also make a shliach for kedushin. And Rabbi Yechanan holds no. Zera koch shenot la Torah mikoch ha'ov. Lekach ein yochol lafkia zchus ha'ov. Lechein yochol lakadish es atzma. Lechein yochol las es shliach. Zera nidu la Torah zchus. Rabbi Yechanan says no. The Torah gave her, not only is she not violent, but she doesn't even have koch pula. Only mikoch ha'ov. So she can't be mafkia, the schus of the father. Her father makes her, father appoints her, that's one thing. But without the das of the father, she cannot be makadish herself. And also, she cannot, obviously, make a shliach. Zel lo nadla Torah schus. That the Torah didn't give her a schus to do, to make a shliach. Kemokain, v'achaltem oto b'chol makom. So here we have again this idea that, according to Reish Lakish, not only does she have koach pa'ula, but she's also the bailin, and therefore she can make a shliach for a kedushin. Not only can she be makadish herself, but she can even make a shliach for kedushin. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that she can't do either, because the schus was given to her father. And like we saw earlier in the Bavli, that a naira cannot make a shliach to be makabel get miyad baila. Why can't she make a shliach to be makabel get miyad baila? The answer is because she has a koach pe'ula. She has the ability to do it herself, but she's not the bailim. Since she's not the bailim, she doesn't have the power to make a shliach. Similarly, it says ve'achaltem also v'chol makom atem uveitchem b'midbar 1831 v'yemer al nisua. Bat Yisrael, shenotenet reshut litrom. So we have a special limud here in Yevamis 86a that a nesua bas Yisrael, a married Jewish woman, can give reshus to take truma. What's the chiddush? Why didn't a special limud? The answer is, says Rabbeinu, the lo neima de zelo begeder atzmius, ak begeder koyach habal venu chol alasis shliach, umar ben mikra de nase kamo shela. So you would think that it's not atzmius, it's not her own power to take off truma. It's just the koyach of the husband. So kamash on the pasuk, no. That she's like the bailim. And therefore, she can even make a truma, a shliach to take off truma, and not only take off for herself, not only be mafresh herself. So, it emerges then that any mitzius that's passive can't be active. If you're just have a koach pa'ula, but you're not the bailim, so you can't be mamana shliach. So, sometimes a person has a schus in something to do something, but he's not the bailim, so therefore no shliach is allowed. But if he's the bailim, then he can make a shliach. Yesh dvarim hanefalim rak al yidei daat. Haynu hadaat mehava gorem pa'il. Aber yesh dvarim shomnam hadaat eina pa'ila, ach I hadaat mehava chisaron. Sometimes certain things are activated only through daat. The daat is an active force. Or there's certain things that das is not active, but a lack of das is a chisaron. Someone who's mudar hana, someone who is not allowed to get hana from someone else, Torah is trumoisav, that's maseris of the dait. In other words, Shim is not allowed to get hana from Ruvain. He's allowed to be tarim the trum of Ruvain, the maseris of Ruvain. Mashal mishal balakri al balakri. For the owner of the pile and the owner of the pile. Kedam rabba, don't recall what's the term, yavav v'yitrum. Like Rabba says, if someone says, anybody who wants to be Tayrim should come and be Tayrim. As the Ran explains, that this is in the Darim Daf Lam Dvav, Amid Beis. Ki haigavna mahani lagabe chumma de begilu das belachud de nichalev sagi. Lagabe mudal al chashim mahani kem dula mashu leidich shlich bed. As long as you don't make the person a shliach, it's like this. you have again, Shimon is not allowed to get enough from Reuven's Truman, from Reuven, but he's allowed to take off Trumas and Mises for Reuven. Reuven's not allowed to get enough from Shimon, but the Shimon is allowed to take off Mises for Reuven. That's not considered Reuven getting Hana from Shimon. And it's talking about a case, as Rava, where he says anybody wants to be Torah should come and be Torah. And the Ran explains that this is Beseder, because by Truma you don't need Minui Shlichus Behed Lahedya. All you need is a Gilui Das that the person is satisfied with it. And therefore, this isn't considered, since there wasn't a Minui Shlichus. Since anyone wanted to be Torah should be Torah, it's just a Gilui Das that the person is satisfied. That's not considered getting Hana. Getting Hana is when you make somebody a Shlich Lahedya. You make an Aksus Shlich, that's considered getting Hana. But when it's not the Mimamana Shlich Lahedya, you just, the person says, Kalaroitza Litvam, Yavo Vitvam, anybody who wants to be Torah should come and do so. So, in such an instance, that is a case of not the person not getting Hana. It's a Gilui Das that he's satisfied, so that's enough. That's all you need for the Truma to be valid. And it's not considered him getting Hana because from the person who took off the Trumas and Maestros because he didn't appoint a Mishleich Lehedja. That's what the Ran explains. So this Shlichus by Trumas is not a Shlichut Pi'ila. It's not an active Shlichus. It's only B'chinas Gili Das Shel Ratzon V'Hasgaman. It's a Shadat B'Trumah Yilo Mishum Sheitzicha Le'avot Goreim Pa'il Ele I'adat Chisaron. So you don't need a Goreim Pa'il. You don't need active shlichus. Rather, it can't be idas. You can't have a lack of das. And therefore, if a person's mudar hana, there's no chisaron, because there's no shlichut yeshiva. There's no direct shlichus to do this pu'ula. So nachamo, if you would need shlichus by truma, that's the only way you could do truma. So then a mudar hana couldn't do it, because that's considered getting hana from him. But by truma, all you need is that there shouldn't be a lack of das. As long as the owner of the food, owner of the fruits, is satisfied, that's enough. He's megala das. And memela, the person who's mudar hana, can go and do it on his behalf, because the shlichus is not a goreim pa'il, it's not an active shlichus. All he needs to do is just express his satisfaction that somebody should take off trumas and maisers, and that's enough, and that's not considered getting hana from the person who takes it off, because he's not actively appointing him a shliach, as long as we know that he doesn't have a lack of das. Kayotze b'zeh, we find famous machlokas. Yeush shaloi midas. Abai amar lo have a yeush. Rav Rama have a yeush. If yeush shaloi midas, Abai says that it's not considered yeush, and Rava says that it is considered yeush. Abai amar lo have a yeush lo yada din afal mine. Abai says that it's not considered yeush because he doesn't know that it fell from him. So if he doesn't know, then how can it be considered yeush, right? We know that yeush shelo midas means that had he known, he would have had yeush. He would have despaired of recovering this object. But he didn't know. So Abaye says that since he didn't know, it's not considered yeush. Rava says that it is yeush. Why? Because when he finds out, he's going to have yeush. Because Meimar Omar, he's going to say, simna lesli v'gavah mehash to miyeush. He can say, I don't have a simon in it. He's already Messiahish now, Meirosh. He's already Messiahish from the get-go. It's considered Yeush. Ketzad po'el Yeush. How taka does Yeush work? Abayin holds that Yeush is a gorein pa'il. It is an active force. And therefore, if he doesn't know, nothing has happened. Rava, however, holds that Yeush is not a pu'ula. Yeush is hasaras hakpada. Afkan kevan shana yodim, that he wouldn't be makbid. There's no hakpad, he wouldn't be makbid that this is his object. In other words, if you need active, because you need active yeush, active das. Abai says, yeah, you need active das. He didn't have active das, because it's lomi das, he doesn't know. So, love yeush. And Rabbi says, no, you don't need active das. You just need that he should remove his kpeda, that he shouldn't be makbid that somebody take this object. So since you don't need active das, it's enough that we know that he would have had yeush. Ilu haya shilu yada lo haya makbid. And therefore, it's not considered that he's makbid, that this object should belong to him. And meaning you don't need active yeush, just that it shouldn't be akpada. And since it's like a weaker type of yeah, a weaker type of thought, the feeling of emotion, so It doesn't need to be active, even if we know he would feel it had he found out. So that's considered a yesh. B'loshan Rabbeinu, in tzorich l'siyayish la'asas pula tzorich rak shelo yakbid. It's pshat that you have to be misiyayish to a pula of having yesh, or just that you're not makbid. Where you have to do something active, you can't say it was retroactively revealed that way. It has to be active in real time. But if that it shouldn't be the opposite of that, it shouldn't be otherwise, meaning that he, all we need is that he shouldn't be makbid, he shouldn't be actively makbid, as long as we know that in the end he won't be actively makbid, that's enough for us even now. We can say gloy muslim afreya, because that's like a weaker type of das. However,